into the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a discussion of the issues of the day. We have fun with the issues. A lot of people like the attitude that all of us have individually, because it's not usually a collective attitude. We have our own points of view on things. So I'm wondering, this is before we get into Beyond Good Day and the stories that Rich will have for us and Heather. Wow. I don't know, the H's, I get into that. H's uh-huh. and stuff every once in a while.
Hillary, Heather, Henry, Humphrey.
Yeah, exactly. You know. And who did I leave out? Oh, Jennifer. I left Jennifer out. So I'm a little verklempt.
Verklempt how?
Well, because I've been doing this for a long time, and I think most people understand that I'm pretty good at expressing myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been doing this for a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not, I am often frustrated. I do not understand what there is about my approach to things that sometimes goes unheard.
What's wrong with you people?
No, that may be part of it. Yeah.
So, why don't you see it the way I see it? It makes perfect sense.
But you see, that's not really it even. There's got to be something wrong with my ability to sort things out and explain, because I think I'm doing a great job of explaining.
Are you talking about how earlier we were calling you a sexist?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wasn't kidding. Meredith turned off the program. And she sent me an email, so I called
Meredith,
her.
The new girlfriend.
Yeah.
You called her right away?
I called her.
Oh, you're such a wuss.
To figure out whether or not she was serious. And she said, that's a woman who's a very accomplished businesswoman, has been in the workplace for a number of years, gets what this stuff is all about. And so I think I'm speaking to women who would be angry by the way they are treated in the workplace, because I think the workplace is sexist. And so when I made the comment, we were talking about the stories at DougSteffen.com today, focuses on women and how they look and this fascination that people have with skinny women. Plus, I had been talking about the woman who has just been appointed to the top spot at Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I am genuinely annoyed at people who take this sexist, what I deem to be a sexist approach, that is making a big deal out of the fact, A, that she's a woman. I say that women are more competent in running, selling, doing most anything when it comes to these sorts of jobs. So how am I a bad guy if I'm extolling the value and virtue of women because I truly believe... Let me finish.
Okay.
So then,
because you're not going to hear everything.
Well, but that you're being a jerk about it, but that's true. I don't think people do here.
I don't think your girlfriend thinks I'm the jerk right now.
No, well, I don't think she thinks I'm a jerk, but I think that she doesn't. And if that's the case, most people are not hearing is that my problem, because I'm not explaining it well enough, I figure most everybody who's listened to me for any amount of time knows what I think about this issue and how, and it goes back to Hillary Clinton, or it goes back to even before that, the fact that we've made such a big deal out of the difference between men and women, putting Venus and Mars aside, but we denigrate women by paying such attention to the whole hoopla about this woman being pregnant, and the news media making a big deal out of it, like she can't run the business because she's going to have a baby. That offends me, and I would think it would offend most women who think it through. Maybe I didn't say it, or you can't hear it in the tone of my voice.
Can I talk now? Because I think you have it wrong a little bit.
Really?
I think what you're saying is right. But I think what you're wrong about is you're not hearing what Meredith is saying to you. What Meredith could care less what you think about the pregnant lady in whatever. She heard you oogling people on a list of sexy women in corporations.
That was a shtick.
But
you know what she said to me?
She's hot.
Jennifer, listen to this. She said when Jennifer says stop, you should stop.
And here's what happens. You make this great argument. You're talking about the virtues of women and leadership and in business.
Right.
But then you make other comments, and it might not even be related to that conversation about hot women and hey, you're red-blooded American male, and you like a nice-looking woman just like everybody else does. But then what it comes across as is a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Well,
so by going to the 25 hottest women and the Russian blah, blah,
but
blah.
But that was just something that just kind of showed up.
But you have a tendency to appreciate these things, and it comes across as sexist.
Well, one thing that I would like to say is I think that women, I don't see why it has to be so separated. I think women can be extremely successful in business.
Thank you for making
my point.
And
you've
just said in a sentence what I feel and haven't
been. An attractive
woman.
She can
bring
home
the bacon and fry it up in a pan.
I don't think that's right. Yeah. I think that she doesn't have to wear a pantsuit. I think that she can be a feminine, attractive woman and still be just as effective in a boardroom.
That's not the issue, though. I agree with you. I try to be one of those women. I aspire to be like that. I aspire to embrace femininity and still be able to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I am deeply offended by, and I don't even know why because I don't consider myself a feminist, I am offended by the fact that there is a list of the 25 hottest women in business. I just think that
But I was making fun of it. It obviously didn't come across as me making fun of it.
Probably not.
No, it didn't. I can tell it didn't. And you're one of my closest friends. And you know me, how many years have you been, even before you were on the program?
Yeah.
You knew
no, and
I
know, and I get you, and I know that you're just kind of looking and having fun, but what it does come off of is maybe like,
so,
check out that Russian.
Right, dirty old man, dirty young man.
Yeah, you got to watch that too.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah, you're at the age where you can get the dirty old man syndrome.
Thanks very much.
And it hasn't started being cute yet. In like 20 years, it'll actually be cute when you're dirty.
Between 55 and 72, you're in trouble. You really have to be careful what you say. So after like 73, 4, 5 or something like that, maybe not even 70. Maybe after 76 or 77, it becomes cute.
Mm.
You're in dirty old man territory, brother.
Yep.
You have to be careful where you step.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm not there yet. I still got a few years.
Okay. So now, it says
you're
on my...
You talking about plastic bags?
It says on my advertising copy...
This is fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot
it is fun to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad I live out here, because nobody listens to it when I'm here. It's early for them.
I love it that, you know, we could all tell Doug this, and like, you sound like a crossy doll, whatever, like this. And he's like, whatever, you're not listening to me, you're not hearing me. But one little call from Meredith.
But the show just stops. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, because I usually will back up Doug when it comes to something and say, no, it's
no, but he's swinging in the wind on this one.
Yeah, but no, I don't think you're swinging in the wind, but I understand where she would hear that. And I don't think it has anything to do with whether you think someone can be pregnant or not. I think it just has to do with the fact that it sounded like you were oogling a list
but
of
you see,
hot women.
No, I wasn't.
I know. But
none of that stuff was what it seemed to be. Exactly.
Right.
So then it comes back to me and my ability to appeal, because more women listen to this program than men. This is a woman's
not after
program.
Today.
Meredith said that. Your former listeners. I just, anyway. Okay. We live and learn, as it were.
It's all fun.
Yes, it is fun, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says on my radio ad copy here, appeal to emotion, right?
Sure.
I just showed the copy to...
Which emotion would you like to appeal to?
Romance. Ooh. Is romance... I'm not sure that's an emotion. Is romance an emotion?
Or a state of being?
I think you can feel romantic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm. All right. So maybe I can state this in the purest form of emotiveness.
Talk like Barry White.
Searching... Well, I have a little Barry White music, actually, for this, Richie. If you're searching for someone to love... You have not encountered this person in the workplace or maybe in social circles. You're wondering what's wrong with you. Do you try online dating? Are you shy? You don't want to give it a try? Are the years passing you by? You're thinking love will come my way one day, but it hasn't yet. If you're worried that you will always have to continue showing up at family dinners and weddings and social functions alone, maybe there really is a fix for you, and you can find it before Saturday night. Saturday night, by that time you'll have been online to cyberwink.net, CYBERWINK, cyberwink.net, and you've ordered the book called Cyber Wink. You don't have to worry or wonder about how to use that which is available online. Write this address, or better yet, if you're on a computer, just punch it up. Everybody here has already when they heard me first talking about this. Cyberwink.net. Order a copy of the book that explains the various ways that you can get over or beyond, and using the right web, because there are some websites that aren't going to be for you. Right? What was that?
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison. Probably not the place to go if you're looking for...
No.
Right.
Yeah. If you're looking for a sincere romance. No.
Yes, right. Exactly. And your sister's no good boyfriend is probably not a good place to go either for advice. Cyberwink is just as popular with married people as it is with single people because there are great stories there that are out loud funny, kind of like the stories we've been telling here this morning. So it's $12.99. You can purchase Cyberwink at cyberwink.net. Order the book there and make your way through this minefield of information where millions of people are trying to figure out what to do about their love life. Cyberwink.net.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
So have you heard the story about the South African sheep herder who's trying something new to protect his flock from thieves?
No, what?
No.
He's giving them all cell phones.
The sheep?
Yeah.
You have the number? Let's call them.
800.
Bye.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, SafeFly.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sounds like Don Petty. Hi, we're at 24 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich and Heather and Jennifer all have Beyond Good Day stories, body parts, shopping bags, all that good stuff coming up. First, Richie, though, your focus.
I saw an interesting blog post the other day on a tech rock blog called Hypebot, and it really got me to thinking. Doug, you know what a big Stray Cats Brian Setzer fan I am.
Yes, and that would be exemplified by what you're playing right now.
That's right. Hey, we're going to rock this town. So, I play guitar, and when I was in my, mid to late 20s, I got the opportunity to meet Brian Setzer and have him sign my guitar. And it was a magical moment. You know, you've all had it when you've got to meet somebody special and you get your picture taken and you tell everybody and you remember it for years. Well, this blog post by this guy the other day on Hypebot starts to say that social media is killing the rock god. That basically you can follow and friend and interact with your biggest heroes via Twitter and actually get a response from them. Mm-hmm. And it takes away that special mystery, that relationship that you used to have with, in this circumstance, the rock gods. But now it goes with anyone, with Hollywood actors. I can tweet Ashton Kutcher and he may respond. Any of the biggest stars, they're going to be on social media somewhere, and many of them manage their own social media accounts. And so it started, who's out there that you really don't have the opportunity to meet? You know, like Gene Simmons won't do it, so he's still kind of considered the rock god. Eddie Van Halen type thing. But have we lost that wonderment, that mystery, that ability? I mean, radio, you always used to wonder what the person behind the microphone looked like. That doesn't happen anymore. Now you can just log onto Facebook and meet that person and say hi to them, and they'll say hi back to you. So have we lost some of that fun and that fantasy of celebrity because of social media?
In your conclusion?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I concur.
I don't think that would be the answer.
But sometimes it's better. I mean, think about it. You follow a rock star your whole life, and it's so great, and then all of a sudden you finally get to meet them, and they're a complete jerk, and you're ruined, and you're horrified, and you're sad.
And that's what this guy found.
Now, at least you know right off the bat, because you can cyberstalk them and see if you like them or not. And that, then you don't ruin your whole life chasing some guy who doesn't love you back.
Yes, but people put a front on their social networking sites. You know, a guy's not going to be a jerk on his Facebook site because he knows thousands of people will see it
or
on his tweets.
Kanye West.
No, Kanye West is part of his
brown.
Brand is being a jerk. He thinks it's a bad boy thing. But, you know, before, if you were waiting outside of a concert hall and a guy was walking from the stage to his bus and he sloughed you off, a handful of people saw it and no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's tens of thousands of people.
Well, I mean, the example of that today is the video of the day at DougStephan.com. This fellow who catches the seven-year-old who falls out of the third-story window. Who would have thought that anybody would be sitting just looking at another? They're across the street in another apartment building, and they're watching this kid who climbs out on to the onto the air conditioner, and she loses her balance and she falls down. I mean, in what world 20 years ago would you have been able to see?
That would be a lost story.
Yeah. And now this event from this person.
And this guy's a hero today because it was caught on somebody's cell phone.
Right. Who's just
and posted to YouTube.
Happened to be, oh, my God, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's amazing.
I still want to meet the sicko that starts taping somebody they think is going to fall to their death.
A child, especially. That's what struck me.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit AmericasBestValueIn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
All right, it's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Are you still in trouble?
Did you spend another commercial break on the phone with your girlfriend?
No, I didn't. No, but thanks very much, Rich, for suggesting that.
I think it's cute how quickly you've jumped on
that. I know.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm going to call her, actually. I need a few things and you changed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through her.
Really?
Meredith, call me.
Yeah.
Ringy-dingy.
All right. I'm thinking about success at the moment because it's our theme here. The Good Day program is all about your success, trying to make your body better, your heart better, your wallet better. And so much of what we do, especially during this hour, not especially because I think not only do we want you to have a good time listening to this program, we want you to deal with issues that we all are dealing with, some of us better than others, in certain considerations. But it all is aimed at leading to success. Nothing worthwhile ever comes easily. You've noticed that, right? Most of you understand that there are highs and there are lows, there are bumps, there are smooth patches in the road, and so if things came easily, you wouldn't appreciate how they come, right?
Right.
And you can all come immediately to a spot in your mind where you remember one of those circumstances, whether it was today, last week, last month, last year, whenever it was. And as we do the hard work that it takes, I mean, somebody just said, sent a Facebook post saying it was good to hear me laugh again. There have been realities that I don't understand because there are really strong spiritual equations to me that seem to make sense. And then you get whacked like Edgar dying 2 weeks ago today. Makes no sense to me in any measurement, any way, shape, or form that guy's not still here. It just doesn't make any sense to me or to anybody else who really understood what the guy was all about. So what are we missing here? And will we ever figure it out? Will we accomplish that? If that's your goal, I think you better find a new goal because there's nothing about that that I think you'll be able to figure out.
Last night, my wife and kids are gone, so I'm pretty much on my own. So I was running errands, and I stopped by this little Chinese place to get something to eat, and I opened up my fortune cookie at the end. And I was like, let's see what my fortune says. And the fortune says, endurance and persistence will be rewarded.
Yeah.
And then right under that, I have my lucky numbers.
Yeah. Did you play them?
I took a picture of it, and I posted it, and I said, I've tried endurance and persistence. I'd rather hit the lucky numbers, thank you.
Well, it's rich, but now someone's going to steal your lucky numbers.
Hey, man, it'll all come back. Karma, baby.
Right. Anyway. And if you thought
if you win, you know my number, by the way.
He would, yeah, right. He would not have, Richie would not have expressed that nor thought that 14, 15, 16 years ago. You and Edgar about the same length of time in my life, now that I think about it. Just about the same, and Donald, yeah.
Uh-oh. I better go get checked.
Yeah. 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 Little checker.
Just a little Doug will do ya.
Yeah.
I went and got a full body scan after about 10 years of him, and I got the all clear, so
yeah, okay.
I must have nuclear heart.
Oof. All right, so let's get off of this toll road and move back to where it was that we were. All right, so Richie's told us his story. This is Beyond Good Day, and Heather now, you're doing body parts.
Yes, I am. I've actually got some fun and freaky facts about the body.
Fun and freaky facts.
Fun and freaky. For instance, you know how people say, you know, oh, I know that like the back of my hand, right, typically. But how much do we really know about our body? And I came across some things that I definitely didn't. Did you know that, like, we all have a unique fingerprint, we have a unique tongue print? Everybody's tongue is
I have been
different.
Told that.
Yeah.
Really?
Some other interesting
facts.
See,
now, if I had said that, that would be considered sexist. You two can say it, and everybody laughs about it.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Remember that.
Yeah, we got that.
From now on, that's the rule.
Okay.
As far as skin particles, this is pretty nasty. 600,000 skin particles are released from our bodies every hour. And if you add that up and do the math, that's 1.5 pounds each week. If you go for, say, 70 years,
that's cool.
105 pounds
that's
you
awesome.
Shed.
What do you think
I
wanna
touch it
dust
all.
Is?
Oh.
What is dust? You know what dust is?
Nastiness.
Dust
there.
is your body.
You ever get your vents in your house cleaned out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, it's nasty.
Yeah.
It is the skin, and if you have a dog that comes out of there.
Yeah. So moving away from the nastiness, something interesting.
Well, I remember one time, though, we were talking.
Back on nasty?
We were talking to Jennifer, and she's got one of those, what is it, PED?
Oh, it's the PED egg.
The PED egg.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like you cheese grate your feet, and then it collects all the skin that you slice off, and then it's this powder. And so most normal people, I would imagine, would just open up the container and throw it in the trash. But I have this whole routine, and I laugh at myself because I can't break it. It's so OCD. I open the container, I crack it open, I pour all the skin that comes off of my feet into my hand, and then I rub it around with my finger and try to put it back together again, and it never goes. It's so soft.
You are sick.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with me? And that,
so what I told her we should do is that we should collect all of the skin and build another little teeny Jennifer.
Yeah, build a new Jennifer, right. Or a new...
Right.
Out of my hooves.
New Richie.
And then I out of my hooves, and I believe the joke was Jenno instead of Jello.
That's
it?
Right.
Oh,
J-E-N-N-O.
Delicious.
Well, as a baby, we start off with 350 bones. Some people might know that. And then as we mature at adults, we end up with 206 as they fuse together as we've grown, which I thought was quite interesting.
Your tailbone is one of those.
Yeah, I broke mine one time.
Oh.
Yes, I actually broke my bleep when I was snowboarding.
Really?
Yeah,
it's called busting your bleep.
I did.
Yeah.
So Roberta.
And you can't put a cast on it.
Roberta's is bigger than Heather's. All right, keep going here, please.
Our stomach lining, did you know this? Every 3 to 4 days, we have a new stomach lining. It kind of regenerates. I had no idea.
I don't think people understand that most of the cellular structure in your body is replaced every 90 days.
Oh, it's amazing.
Everything, every cell in your body is rebuilt. You look at your skin today, and that's not the skin that you will have tomorrow. It may look the same.
Nope,
but it is
it's
not
constantly changing.
Everything's changing.
And then continuing to talk about our midsection, the small intestines is typically four times as long as the average adult, which usually equates to about 18 to 23 feet long.
The intestine.
The small intestine.
Big intestine. There's miles of that stuff, ductwork in
your
body.
That's just nuts. We have that all stuffed up in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, my small intestine's bigger than yours.
I wouldn't be surprised, Richie. It's because you're sitting on it. Keep going. Will you have it, please?
And then a little more to make our skin crawl. 32 million square inches of our skin has, I'm sorry, that's 32 million, what is it, a little nasty, like, not parasites, oh my God, I totally forgot.
Bacteria?
Bacteria, thank you for that word. There are 32 million per square inch of our skin of
you
bacteria.
You need those, though.
Luckily, I was going to say, the majority are beneficial to us, but
many of you are going out there with the Purell.
Bad for you. And by the way, the pores that are open on your body are helping these things go in and out to do their work. Right. You have pores on your skin when the hair comes out.
This is why your French are so healthy, because we do not clean ourselves.
Speaking of pores, a little different twist on that are our sweat glands.
Yeah.
As we know, under our armpits, our feet, stinky feet.
But your sweat glands, they're the pores, same thing.
Exactly. And then serve a purpose, right? They help cool us off. Well, stinky feet. 500,000 sweat glands are on your feet that make more than a pint of sweat a day.
Mm. Awesome. All right? Jen, and put that with your petty skin.
My petty. You know, if you put wetness in them. Yeah. Trust me, I've tried. If you put wetness with it, it just kind of gets all pasty.
Well, one more liquid fact in there. Saliva. In our lifetime, we generate 25,000 quarts of saliva, which equals two swimming pools.
Really?
Ew. Yes.
I'd love to swim in that.
Could you imagine swimming in a pool of drool?
It depends on whose drool that is.
Pool
the smell
of drool.
Would be so gross. Think about just when you wake up and you smell the drool on yourself in the morning. It doesn't smell good.
I think we've grossed out about as many people as we need.
How's this going down with your Wheaties?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that was my contribution for the morning.
So Jennifer and shopping bags. In a moment, Beyond Good Day at 17 before the hour.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Dale Drake, Chief Anesthesiologist, 8055 MASH, U.S. Army.
I think the creation of MASH units was a really fine move on the part of the military. They really served the purpose for which they were intended. It was a place that surgery, more definitive surgery, could be performed with qualified workers, surgeons, anesthesiologists, and so on. And yet it was only a few miles from the action of the war. At night, you could see the flash of artillery and so on, and it just seemed like it was not very far away. I think that impressed me quite a bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world is gone.
instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any reward? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Jennifer, how long is your story going to take?
Hopefully not too long, huh?
Well, I just am.
You can go ahead. Just I have cool. Don't worry.
I have an email from a listener who has been listening for quite a while, I'm guessing. Okay. And it sort of goes back to us all understanding what our roles are. For those of you who are just joining us, I have been chastised for being sexist in a way that I not willingly understood at the beginning. So this lady says, as a female listener of your program, I find the sexist content and examination sort of old news. Like your daughter, can you imagine if my daughter were listening to all of this after Richie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I grew up with a belief that I could do anything I wanted to. I would not have to break existing social constructs to get what I wanted because they either had already been broken by the trailblazers before me or were crumbling in the evolution of society's beliefs or federal law was mandating equality. The baby boomers before me were the recent heroes that made that possible for me. There are still trails to be blazed, but I think women have an overall experience of equality in life. The objectification of women is what still exists, and that's what bothers me. Sadly, young women drill holes in their platform of equality by going too far in their effort to attract men, and they train men to only want that. It's a tough balance to figure out, the balance of strength and power, and still hone the feminine energy that men will be attracted to. We could learn from our gay brothers and sisters to understand that better. Is that say it all? I don't know if it says it all or not, but it certainly adds to it.
I was confused by the last line, though.
You know what? It is something that men will never understand, and that is the fine line.
Mars and Venus.
No, but it's the fine line of, actually, it's the plight of women that choose to go into the workplace because you have things inside of you that you have to fight your emotions.
But you grew up around it. Your father isn't a sexist, is he?
No, not at all. In fact, my dad has given me a lot of power at Serum because he believes in what I can do. So,
right.
No, I don't. But what I'm saying, the fine line with women in the workplace in general is maintaining that fine line between being considered a, you know what, buster in a, you know, unattractive pantsuit and being someone who is still feminine and wants love in her life and wants to attract a man, but without looking weak. I mean, I think that's even, I have been talking about even dating lately. I think there's a big concern over whether men should even pay for dates anymore because they don't want to offend the women that they're out with. And it's weird how we've changed into this. There's just a lot of weird lines and things that we never had to deal with.
So you had that recently when a guy didn't offer to pay for a date. Do you think it was because he thought you were a powerful woman and would be offended?
I honestly don't know. Could either be that or he was cheap. I'm not sure.
Cheap and rude.
I don't know.
You considered him cheap and rude. I remember us talking about this. And I considered him cheap and rude.
As much as I can always buy my own thing and as much as I always want to do that, I think that it, just the old-fashioned side of me on the first date would like someone, a man, to be gentlemanly and offer to pay for me.
Yeah, and you don't come across as, oh, I'd be so offended if you offered to pay.
No. I like it when people open the door. No way.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of the fine line is being strong but still allowing that little bit of vulnerability.
Hey, and
so
it's hard for the guys, too.
It is hard for the guys.
It's hard for the guys. Yeah. We're trying to figure out what you want, and we don't want to offend.
No. Not if you got any brains. 51, though. Thanks for that report, Jennifer. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here's your headline. The weather, hot. The economy, not so hot. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Why not start with the weather? It has been a summer in which so many of us have felt as if we've been charbroiled. More triple-digit heat in the Midwest and across to the East Coast, and another day of this on the way for today. In Washington, D.C., a high of 101 yesterday. Meanwhile, it was in Washington that the chairman of the Federal Reserve appeared at a Senate hearing yesterday, and although he didn't say it in so many words, we can say it for Ben Bernanke. If only the economy could sizzle like the weather. The head of the Fed saying the economy will likely continue to grow at a moderate pace over the next few fiscal quarters.
The U.S. economy has continued to recover, but economic activity appears to have decelerated.
Even those of us without degrees in economics know full well that any sentence with the word decelerated in it isn't good when talking about our economic condition. What about the situation regarding employment, or the lack thereof?
Given that growth is projected to be not much above the rate needed to absorb new entrants into the labor force, the reduction in the unemployment rate seems likely to be frustratingly slow.
Also not good. Bernanke went on to warn members of the Senate to avoid stepping off what has been called the fiscal cliff at the end of the year. Deep across-the-board spending cuts and tax hikes are set to kick in as part of last summer's bipartisan deal to raise the federal debt ceiling. It was a deal designed to prod lawmakers into crafting a long-term bipartisan agreement on spending cuts and revenue enhancers, but that deal remains out of reach. Chairman Bernanke sending this message to lawmakers.
Delaying everything, just saying we're not going to do it, put it off a year, I think that'd be a very bad outcome.
Bad outcome. Another two words you don't want to hear from the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, the market making some gains. The Dow up 78 points yesterday, closing at 12,806. S&P tacking on 10 points. NASDAQ gaining 13. Oil prices also up 79 cents a barrel, finishing at $89.22. The late Joe Paterno, the longtime football coach at Penn State, his fall from grace has been historic. A student group at Penn State now renaming a popular rally location on campus that's used before football games. What was Paternoville has now been renamed Nittanyville. Paterno, of course, named in that investigation for enabling child sex predator Jerry Sandusky. Paterno's name also no longer on an athletic award at his alma mater, Brown University in Rhode Island. We have some Microsoft software news for you. Thank you for that. Microsoft confirming that the next version of Office will not be compatible with Windows XP or Vista. According to ComputerWorld.com, the new Office software will work with Windows 7 and 8. That means more than half of all Windows computers will be locked out of the upgrade. In other words... And finally, when we say New York City bus driver, what or who comes to mind? Sure, Ralph Cramden, of course, but in this case, we're talking about another New York City bus driver. His name, Stephen St. Bernard, a guy who's being hailed as a hero because, well, he is one. It happened this past Monday. Stephen was passing through a neighborhood when some children in front of an apartment building were yelling for someone to come help. Stephen responded and looked up to a third-floor window of the building, and he saw a young girl who was outside the window.
She was standing on top of the air conditioner without a care in the world, but I knew she was in trouble because there was no other way down.
So Stephen positioned himself directly below the air conditioner.
I just wanted to make sure I was in the right place at the right time.
And he was. The 7-year-old girl fell. Stephen was there to catch her. The girl wound up with just a bruise or two. Stephen tore a tendon in his shoulder, but he's saying his injury and his life-saving effort is no big deal. It was a big deal, of course, to the girl and her family. On behalf of all of us, Stephen, great catch. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.